Hi, brothers and sisters. It's wonderful to be with you.
何等的美好，我和弟兄姊妹一起聚在一起。
And by the way, my last name is Shay.
我的这个姓氏叫蔡，
谢谢的谢。
谢啊，谢。
The way it's spelled, it's a great way to tell if people are calling me from advertisement.
有很多人呢，为做广告给我打电话。
If they don't know how to pronounce my name, I know what to do.
他们要是不会说我的姓的话，我知道怎么做。
But again, it's although I cannot see you guys face to face, but it's wonderful to hear all these prayers.
虽然我看不到大家，但是我非常觉得美好，能够听到大家的祷告。
And this is just a sweet preview of what's to come.
这实在是我要讲的一个序曲。
So let me start by giving an example.
我来讲一个例子。
But just imagine I wake up this morning and I find there's a puddle of water on the ground.
假设我今天早晨起来就发现地上呢有一滩水，
In my bedroom.
在我的卧室。
And then, being the diligent husband I am, I looked around and I found the leak is coming from the roof.
我很殷勤，作为丈夫，所以我就发现呢是这个房顶漏水。
So immediately, I grab a bucket and put that bucket under the leak.
我就马上拿着一个桶放在这个漏水的地方。
And then I tell my wife, I say, "Honey, I will be the best husband ever in the world."
我就对我太太说，我会做世上最好的丈夫。
Whenever that bucket gets full, I will go and dump it
这个桶一满，我就马上把它倒掉。
every day for the rest of my life."
从今天开始到我的人生的终了，我都会做下去。
Now you can say, "Yeah, this you're being a pretty good husband, but that's kind of dumb, isn't it?"
你会说这是个好丈夫，但是不是有点笨呢？
Because that's not going to fix the problem.
因为这不是解决问题，真正解决问题。
If anything, it just hides the real problem.
若是你做了什么事，你实际上是掩盖了真正的问题。
And the real problem is not the bucket, the real problem is the leaky roof.
就因为真正的问题不是这个桶的问题，而是你的房上漏水。
A lot of times in our life, we face problems that have deep roots.
我们常常在我们的生命中常常有更深的问题。
So when you tell somebody that gets angry easily, you tell them, "Stop getting angry."
我们看到有人发怒，非常容易发怒，我们就说不要发怒。
Or somebody have some kind of eating disorder, you just tell them to, "Hey, why don't you just eat properly?"
有些人吃饭不正常，你会说，应该好好吃饭。
Or some people that have marital problems, you tell them, "Just go buy your wife a flower."
有些人的婚姻有问题，你就建议他给妻子买束花。
But all these may be great intentions and good temporary fix, but it's not going to address the real problem.
虽然这些都是好的想法，但是呢，不能够解决真正的问题。
My topic today is heart of the matter.
我今天讲的这个题目是这个事情的中心。
And John Calvin once said, "Heart of the matter is the matter of the heart."
这个有一个弟兄叫约翰，卡尔文，他的说了一个说法，就是事情的中心，是心的问题。
When a person's heart is in the wrong place,
若是一个人的心在一个错误的地方，
you can't just change their behaviors. You got to change the heart.
你不能只是改变他的行为，而是要改变他的心。
And in today's message, we see how Jesus used a very simple Jewish tradition to point out a fundamental but very important heart problem.
今天我们讲的这个信息呢，就会讲到耶稣用一个非常简单的犹太人的遗传来讲到一个新的问题。
So let's go to today's passage, Mark chapter 7, verse 1 through 13.
那我们来读这个马可福音的第七章的1到13节。
I will first read in English, and my brother can read it in Chinese.
先读英文，我来读中文。
I'm reading the NIV version, by the way. The Pharisees and some of the teachers of the law who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus and saw some of his disciples eating food with hands that were defiled, that is, unwashed. The Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they give hands a ceremonial washing, holding to the tradition of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And they observe many other traditions, such as the washing of cups, pitchers, and kettles. So the Pharisees and the teacher of the law asked Jesus, "Why don't your disciples live according to the tradition of the elders instead of eating their food with defiled hands?" And he replied, "Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules. You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to human tradition.'" And he continued, "You have a fine way of setting aside the commands of God in order to observe your own traditions. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and mother,' and anyone who curses their father and mother is to be put to death. But you say that if anyone declares what might be used to help their fathers or mothers is korban, that is, devoted to God, then you no longer let them do anything for their father or mother. Thus you nullify the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down, and you do many things like that.'"
马可福音七章第一节，有法利赛人和几个文士从耶路撒冷来到耶稣那里聚集，他们曾看见他的门徒中有人用俗手，就是没有洗的手吃饭。原来法利赛人和犹太人都拘守古人的遗传，若不仔细洗手就不吃饭，从世上来就不洗浴也不吃饭，还有好些别的规矩，他们历代拘守，就是洗杯罐铜器等物。法利赛人和文士问他说，你的门徒为什么不照古人的遗传用俗手吃饭呢？耶稣说，以赛亚指着你们假冒为善之人所说的预言是不错的。若如经上说，这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我，他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。你们是离弃神的诫命，拘守人的遗传。又说，你们诚然是废弃神的诫命，要守自己的遗传。摩西说，当孝敬父母，又说，咒骂父母的必致死他。你们倒说，人若对父母说，我所当奉给你的已经做了割割板，割割板就是贡献的意思，以后你们就不容他再奉养父母。这就是你们承接遗传，废了神的道，你们还做许多这样的事。
So as we open up this passage today,
当我们今天打开这段圣经的经文，
we find out that before this confrontation, Jesus is getting pretty popular.
我们发现呢，在主耶稣和法利赛人这个冲突之前呢，主耶稣越来越受人欢迎。
Right, before this, he fed 5,000.
在这之前，他曾经喂饱5,000人。
And then even before that, he stopped the storm.
他在这之前仍然平息了风暴。
And then many other incidents, he healed the sick, raised the dead, and cast away demons.
他甚至医治病人啊，使得人这个鬼从人身上出去。
And early in Mark, of course, people realized Jesus taught with authority.
在马可福音中记载，主耶稣说话是有权柄的。
And authority is different than the Pharisees and the scribes.
他的权柄和法利赛人文人的不一样。
And so throughout his ministry, he's building up not just popularities, but also opposition.
在服事当中，他不仅更受欢迎，而且有很多人反对他。
People that feel challenged.
很多人觉得他被他挑战。
So a lot of the Pharisees, they came from all the way from Jerusalem to confront him.
这些法利赛人呢，甚至很远从耶路撒冷来到这儿。
That's about 70-80 mile hike.
差不多有70到80英里的这样的一个距离。
It's not something you can just hop in a car and get there in 15 minutes. It takes a lot of effort.
是不像我们现在坐车这么容易，要有一个很大的努力才能够来。
So these Pharisees, they went way out of their way just to confront Jesus.
这些法利赛人真是不惜代价啊，远路而来，来对这个耶稣。
Right, they came not to listen and to learn from Jesus, but they came to with a bad intention.
他来不是来听耶稣、学耶稣，而是来对耶稣有坏的意图。
They want to learn how to trap him. They want to expose him. They want to trick Jesus. They want to sabotage Jesus in front of this crowd.
他们是想着学着把耶稣陷到一个地步，或者抓耶稣的把柄。
So this way, the crowd will no longer follow Jesus, and the crowd will follow the Pharisees.
所以这样的他的结果就是这些群众不再跟随耶稣，而是跟随他们法利赛人。
So you can just imagine Jesus is there teaching and healing and healing the sick, feeding the hungry.
你看到耶稣在那里是又要教导，又要医治病人，又要讲道，又要给人吃饭。
And then on the side, you have a group of people with their hand maybe tucked in their pockets or on the side with a checkerboard, checking things off.
在旁边的这群人呢，确实拿着一个条条的要来数算耶稣有什么不对之处。
They're just looking for every little opportunity to discredit Jesus.
他们是要找每一个的机会使耶稣失去信用。
And then look at verse. And then after all these observations, this is what they came up with.
在这很多的观察以后呢，他们就在第七章讲到他们的证据。
And verse 2, he saw some of his disciples eating food with his hands that were defiled, that is unwashed.
第二节就说他们曾看见他们门徒中有人用俗手，就是没有洗的手吃饭。
So after all these observations, they go, wait a minute, your disciples, your students.Are not washing hands.
他观察了许久，他们所发现的就是这些门徒不洗手吃饭。
Now, their tradition of washing hands is very different than our current situation of washing hands.
他们这个传统上洗手和我们现在光景中的洗手不太一样。
Right, when I come home from wherever I went, and if I don't wash my hand, the first thing I do, my wife will yell at me.
若是我在外面回来不洗手，我的太太会对我喊叫。
She's very conscious of sanitation, especially in this environment.
她非常的注重卫生，特别是在疫情当中。
I'm quite the opposite.
我正好相反。
But for these Pharisees, they don't have this hygiene issue.
但是对于法利赛人，他不是卫生的问题。
It's a traditional issue.
是他们这个传统或者遗传的问题。
See, the source of their tradition is that they are aware of cleanliness.
这个遗传实际上来自他们非常注重这样的一个干净、清洁。
Well, their cleanliness is related to God's holiness.
当然，他们那个洁净呢，可能来源于对于神的圣洁这样的一个意念。
They are very aware that.They being sinners, they cannot approach the perfect and holy God.
他们知道他们作为罪人不能够接近这位圣洁的神。
So in order to approach this holy God, you have to somehow make yourself more presentable.
所以当我们要接近这位圣洁的神的时候，我们要把我们自己变得好一些。
So just like when you go for a job interview or when you go on a fancy dinner date,You want to make yourself presentable.
就像你当去工作应征，或者是去一个很好的一个约会的时候，你会把自己装扮一下。
You want to look your best, at least present your best.
你想把你自己呢，用最好的一个形象，呈现在别人面前。
So Jewish people, they know full well that an unclean person cannot be in the presence of a perfect God.
所以呢，这些犹太人他们知道，一个不罪人呢，不能够来到这个完全的神的面前。
And actually, in one of the Leviticus laws, it is said.
在这个利未记的这个律法当中，甚至这样告诫。
But Moses said, priests they had to wash their hands and feet before they minister.
讲到这些祭司们都需要洗手，然后再来服侍。
It is a symbolic gesture of admitting that you are a sinner and you are unclean before God.
好像是一个用图画的方式告诉我们呢，在我们在神面前不洁净。
But this does not make you actually clean.
但是这个不是真正让你得洁净的。
But see, the Pharisees and the scribes, they took this symbolic gesture a step farther.
这些法利赛人和文士呢，就把这个预表的这个事情呢，就更进一步。
They made it mandatory for everybody, not just priests.
它使得不仅是对于祭司，甚至所有的人呢，都要强行的遵守。
So like many other traditions, this tradition has a great initial intention, but terrible application.
就像很多的这样的情形，这个遗传呢，好像有好的这样的一个用意，但是呢，它的结果并不好。
It gave people a sort of a false sense of security, thinking that this will get them closer to God.
这给很多人呢一个假的安全感，觉得这样就可以接近神。
So religious leaders, they came to Jesus and challenged, "Hey, why are your students breaking our rules?"
所以这些宗教的领袖啊，就到主耶稣这来挑战主耶稣，说：“你的门徒为什么这样做？不违背了这些规矩？”
You say you care about God. You say you are from God, but what are you guys doing? Don't you want to honor God?
你说你要尊崇神，要来到神面前，但是你却做的却不一致。
So let's look at Jesus' response.
我们看主耶稣的反应。
Verse 6 to 8.
在第六节到第八节。
Oh, I'm sorry, 6 to 9.
第六到第九节。
He replied, "Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites. As it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain, and their teachings are merely human rules. You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to human traditions."
耶稣说，以赛亚指着你们假冒为善之人所说的预言是不错的。如经上说，这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。
Verse 9, he continued, "You have a fine way of setting aside the commands of God in order to observe your own traditions."
第八、第九节，你们是离弃神的诫命，拘守人的遗传，又说你们诚然是废弃神的诫命，要守自己的遗传。
Right off the bat, Jesus called them hypocrites.
这里面就主耶稣就说他们是假冒为善的人。
Can you imagine that? This compassionate, loving Jesus, who healed the sick and cast out demons.
你能想象这位充满怜悯的爱的神，医治病人，但是他就是却是这样讲呢？
He raised the dead. He demonstrates this endless compassion, mercy, and kindness.
他甚至是死人复活，他显示他是有极大的恩典和怜悯。
It's like nothing will bother Jesus.
甚至没有什么事情是耶稣可以混搅。
Nothing is going to get him upset.
使耶稣生气。
Yet, he called them hypocrites.
但是他却是叫法利赛人这些文士是这个假冒为善的人。
See, the same Jesus who would unleash the most blistering condemnation towards these religious hypocrites.
所以主耶稣好像对这些宗教的假冒为善的人是非常的严厉。
Right, later in Matthew, he called them blind guides, whitewashed tombs.
他甚至在马太福音称他们是这个不仅假冒为善，而是这个像用白粉洗刷过的坟墓。
Right, we have a lot of sinners like their tax collectors are prostitutes. There are thieves constantly around Jesus, and he never called them any of these.
我们知道耶稣周围有很多的是税吏啊、妓女啊，甚至很多不好的人，但是呢，主耶稣从来不骂他们。
But Jesus saved his most fierce condemnation for the Pharisees.
但是呢，主耶稣把那些最严厉的话是留给这些法利赛人和文士， 他们这假冒为善的人。
So what's the problem?
这是什么问题呢？
Verse 6 and verse 7 says.
第六、第七节就这样说。
They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me.
他说他们是用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。
They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules.
他们实在是说这些事情都是做在人的这些规条当中。
Basically, Jesus is saying they are nothing but lip service and no heart.
耶稣实际上就是说他们所做的一切都是嘴唇在做工，没有什么从心里发出的。
Jesus never said their traditions were bad.
主耶稣没说遗传不好。
But what he's saying is your lack of heart. That's the problem.
他是说你们这里面没有你的心是你这个问题的所在。
You are using your mouth, you are waving your hand, you are doing your little things, but your heart is not in the, and you're not, your heart's not in it.
你们用嘴唇，你们用手，你们用外面的事情，但是你们的心不在其中。
Right, throughout the whole entire Old Testament, God teaches his people the same lesson.
整个的旧约，神都在教导他的百姓这件事情。
Many times in the Old Testament, God says, "You worship me without your heart."
很多时候在旧约中说，你们来敬拜我，你们的心却不在。
In the book of Malachi, God got so angry because they worship they offered him handicapped animals.
在马拉基书中，神对这些百姓非常的愤怒，因为他们把一些这个有残疾的这些动物来献上作为献祭物。
They save the best for themselves, and they give God the leftovers.
他们把最好的留给自己，把那些剩余的不好的献给神。
In Luke chapter 12, Jesus said.
在路加福音的十二章，主这么说，主耶稣这么说。
Where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be also.
他讲到你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Brother and sister, the very simple but fundamental lesson. Is that God desires our hearts?
非常弟兄姊妹，非常简单的，神就要我们的心。
What we do and how we do it and how we use our time to do it shows where our heart is.
我们怎么做，什么时候做，各方面都是讲到我们的心的状况。
First Samuel makes God says it clear. He looks at the heart.
在撒母耳记的上讲到神是看人的内心。
If our heart is not there, doesn't matter what we do.
若是我们的
worship,
若是我们的心不在那里，我们无论做什么，甚至敬拜都不算数。
Tradition may start well intended, but without a heart, it is just empty worship.
遗传若是是有可能是好的开始，但是呢，没有心的话。没有什么意义。
Jesus got so annoyed and frustrated at them because all they do is lip service, no heart.
所以主耶稣非常的受，就是不高兴的原因就是他们的心不在。
For example,
例如
，This is an example, not an actual case, all right?
这是一个例子而已，不一定是一个实际发生的事情。
If I find my wife upset one day.
若是有一天我发现我的太太不高兴。
And I decided to make her happier, I buy her a box of chocolate.
我就决定呢让她高兴，所以我就买了一筐子的这个巧克力。
I gave it to her and that brought a smile on her face.
我给她的时候她就笑了。
Because she realized I actually cared about her.
他因为他知道我是关心他的。
Okay, and so next time when she gets upset,
下一次我的太太又不高兴的时候
，I go try to comfort her, I try to talk to her, and then finally I get her another box of chocolate.
我就会和她讲话，来和她有安慰，但是然后呢，我就再送给她一筐子的巧克力。
And so in my mind, I know upset wife.Box of chocolate means happy wife.
在我的心中呢，我这个太太的这个高兴不高兴和这个巧克力就连起来。
So in the future, whenever she gets upset, I just automatically go get a box of chocolate and give it to her.
所以在将来的时候，她一旦不高兴，我就去买巧克力。
Upset wife, chocolate. Upset wife, chocolate. Repeat, rinse and repeat.
就不高兴的太太巧克力，不高兴的太太巧克力，这样的一个一个这样的一个循环。
Now, brother and sister, let me ask you, how many times do you think this will work?
弟兄姊妹，我问你，有多少次这种是会成功的呢？
Right, maybe it will work once or twice, but if you keep on doing it, your wife is going to realize you're just replacing chocolate with actual relationship.
我不知道，我们知道这样做下去的话，太太会发现呢，你是用这个巧克力来代替你应该的有的真实的关系。
After some time, she wants somebody to talk to you, right? To her.
她因为过几次以后，她就会愿意有人来和她交谈。
A box of chocolate is not going to replace your husband's duty.
巧克力不能代替我们做丈夫的责任。
And if all you do is a box of chocolate, then it just shows you your heart is no longer with your wife.
如果你只是买巧克力的话，你对你太太的心就不在那儿。
Although this box of chocolate initially may started with a good intention, but after some time, this is just a cheap substitute.
一盒巧克力开始的这样的一个愿望是好的，但是若是这样做下去的话，就成为真实东西的一个廉价替代品。
She's not going to care about the chocolate if you don't care about her.
她要知道你要是不关心她的话，这个巧克力算不了什么。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
the lack of heart, when our heart is not in the right place, there's nothing we can do that can replace it.
我们的心若不在的话，事物是没有办法替代的。
Doesn't matter what tradition we use, it cannot and will not replace a genuine relationship.
不管是怎样的传统和遗传，都不能真正代替那个真正的一个人的关系。
Without our heart, worship becomes mechanical.
若是我们没有心的话，甚至我们敬拜都成为一个机械的。
Church service becomes just checking off boxes.
我们做这事情的时候，甚至在教会中的，像是一个我们做例行公事一样。
Did we donate? Check. Did we do devotion? Check. Did we pray? Check. Etc. Etc.
我们有没有捐钱？有没有在神面前寻求？这些事情都像一项的事情，例行公事。
Without the heart.Instead of asking how I can contribute more, you end up asking what's the least I can do.
若是没有心的话，我们常常从一个我们愿意多贡献的光景，转成一个我们要用最小的代价来完成一些事情。
The do I have to versus do I want to?
是我们必须要这样做吗？还是我们愿意这样做的这样的一个区别？
What you do and how you do it may look the same from the outside, but from the inside, it's the difference between joy and bitterness.
你所做的和你怎么做，在外人看来可能是一样的，但是呢，你可能是感受的可能是一个你的苦毒和一个喜乐的区别。
This is my personal example.
这是我一个个人的例子。
It's been a year since the pandemic, since the stay at home.
已经在疫情当中已经过了一年的时间。
And what I found out is that there's a lot of meetings.
我所发现的就是有很多的会议。
Church meetings, work meetings, meetings after meetings after meetings.
在教会的一些聚会，在工作环境中的聚会，是一个会接一个会。
I'm just occupied with endless meetings throughout the day.
我这一天都排满了一个接一个的这样的会议。
But you know, the thing about meetings is after meetings, you do have a sense of accomplishment.
这个会议有一个好处，就是你做了以后，你就觉得好像你做了些什么。
Or you feel important, you feel significant.
或者你觉得你自己是重要的，是有算数的。
But after a whole day of meetings, you just want to do nothing.
但是一天会议以后，你是觉得真是，特别的疲倦，不想做任何事情。
You don't want to talk to your family, you don't want to talk to the wife, don't want to talk to the kids.
你甚至对于你的家人、你的妻子、孩子都不愿意说话。
And the worst is, I find myself, I don't even want to do devotions or even pray anymore.
对我最坏的情况就是，我甚至有时候都不愿意在神面前寻求啊，来祷告这些事情。
I go, God, after all these church meetings, I'm tired. Can I have a day off?
我觉得我做了这么多教会的一些会啊，我非常劳累，我不想再做什么。
And then, so as I'm preparing this sharing, God hit me in the head.
在我来准备这个信息的时候呢，神就提醒我。
My heart was shocked that I can do all these meetings, but I don't want to draw myself closer to God. What's the point?
我就突然发现呢，我可能是做这些的会议，但是呢，我的心不在神，没有什么意义。
I can do all these church stuff, but my heart has been drifting away from God.
我可以做着很多的教会的这些事物，但是呢，我的心可以远离神。
What's the point then?
那有什么价值和意义呢？
Message of the Old Testament and the New Testament are the same.
旧约和新约是同样的一个信息。
That God desires to be worshipped from the heart.
讲到是神愿意我们在我们的心中向他敬拜。
Right? Love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength.
是讲到我们要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱我们的神。
And love your neighbor as yourself.
并且爱我们的邻舍，像爱我们自己一样。
He wants us to worship and serve him, not because we have to, but because we want to.
我们要来敬拜他、服侍他，不是因为我们必须，而是因为我们愿意。
Same with your family. You want to serve and help your family, not because you have to, but because you want to.
就像我们来服侍我们的家人一样，我们不是必须，而是我们愿意来服侍我们的家人。
It all starts from the heart.
都是从我们心中发出。
Pharisees may appear to love God with all the things that they do.
法利赛人可能在他做的这事情上，好像在人看来他们是爱神的。
But Jesus is not so easily tricked.
但是耶稣不会非常容易被蒙蔽。
So he goes on to say, don't say that you love God if you don't love your neighbor.
他就说，若是你说你爱神，却不爱你的邻舍，那是不可能的。
Or don't say you love your neighbor if you don't even love your parents.
他是说，若是你连你自己的父母亲都不爱的话，你不要说你爱神。
So Jesus used this example in verses 9 through 12.
所以主耶稣就用到这个第九到十二节来讲到这件事情，用一个例子来讲。
Jesus used the fifth commandment to show the conditions of their hearts.
主耶稣就用这个第五条诫命来说明他们的心的光景。
And how they reject the commands of God in order to just to follow their own traditions.
他如何能够废弃神的诫命来寻求他们的律法而已。
Verse 10, Moses said, honor your father and mother. And anyone who comes, who curses their father and mother is to be put to death.
第九节，第十节说，摩西说，当孝敬父母，又说咒诅父母的必被致死。
Right, honor our parents is one of the most fundamental ways of obeying God.
这个孝敬父母是一个非常基本的来遵守神的一条诫命。
And one of the most fundamental way to honor our parents is to take care of them when they get old.
有一件孝敬父母的方式，就是当他们变老的时候，我们要来照顾他们。
However, in a very busy society, just like the society we live in today, that could be challenging.
在我们所在的这样的一个非常忙碌的社会啊，我们可能会受到挑战。
Both the husband and wife have full-time job and have small kids and have church stuff. And when it comes time for their parents, it's very, for our parents, it's very challenging.
我们有些是新做父母，而新做这个父母，有小孩子，又有工作啊，我们常常要来照顾父母亲，自己的父母亲就不容易。
And so a lot of times taking care of our older parents, that becomes on the bottom of our to-do list.
这样就是一个结果，就是我们照顾父母的，常常是我们做这些事情的一个不重要的一个等级。
And so a lot of times we just give that responsibility to the church.
所以有时候我们就把这个责任推给了教会。
Actually, Apostle Paul, he got so angry at a church that did exactly that.
甚至这个使徒保罗都对那些这种人呢有很愤怒的指责。
He says anyone who does not provide for their relatives has denied the faith and is worse than unbelievers.
他是说的，若是你不看顾亲属，就是背的真道，比不信的人都不好。
You don't have to be a Christian to know this. Even non-believers will take care of their parents.
你不需要作为基督徒才知道啊，甚至不信的人都知道要来照顾父母。
Especially as those of us who have a very solid Chinese traditional background, we know we have to take care of our parents. It's an honor to take care of our parents.
特别是我们这些有这个华人的这个传统背景的，我们更是知道来孝敬父母是一个非常，值得尊重的事情去做。
Right, they change our diapers. We'll have to change their diapers as well.
他们曾经为我们换尿布，是我们也要到时候要为他们换。
Right, we provide for our parents by providing, by caring, by spending time with them.
我们要来照顾我们的父母，是要给他们有供应和他们有时间上的交通。
It may not always be physical provision, but sometimes all they need is our time. Sometimes a mere phone call is all they want.
有时候不是在这种物质上的需要，而是常常是一个电话或者一些时间和父母亲有交流的时间。
But Jesus goes on to say, but you have this tradition.
主耶稣呢，接着就说你有这样的一个遗传。
Verse 11.
十一节。
But you said if anyone declares that what might have been used to help father and mother is Corban, that is devoted to God.
这十一节说，你们倒说，人若对父母说，我所奉当奉给你的，已经做了割割板，就是贡献的意思。
The tradition of Corban is.
这个遗传就是讲到这个贡献的事情。
That if I have something that's set aside for God's use.
若是我把一些事情用到神放在一边，要为神所用。
Right, a piece of land, some tool or some investment that I have this burden to donate to God, I will give to God.
或许是一块地啊，或者是一些的工具啊，或者是一些钱呢、啊，我要把它分别出来，要为神所使用。
But before I'm ready to give it to God, I need to set it aside. I need to protect it.
在我给神之前，我要把它放在一边啊，不要被其他事情所干扰。
Right, this is a great intention. If you have something you want to give to God, you should preserve it and offer it to God when you find the time is right.
这是个好的想法，因为我们要给神的话，我们就需要这样去做。
But what the Jewish tradition is, they used it as a loophole.
这些犹太人这样的一个遗传，实际上是用到像是一个这样的一个窍门一样。
So when their aging parents come and say, "Hey, can we borrow that piece of land you have for a little bit? We're running out of money."
像是一个年老的父母亲对儿女说，我想用到你这块地，因为我们实在是没有钱了，借用你的地。
Or can I come and stay with you for a little bit? And you know, we need some company.
或者他们说我要来你这里一块住一段时间，我想有人来陪伴。
But you say, oh, I'm sorry, Dad. I'd love to help you, but you see, this piece of land is for God, so I can't let you have it.
你可能对说，爸爸，不行，因为我那块地呢，已经要为神所使用，所以你不能用。
Or I'm really busy with church stuff, so I don't really have time for you guys. Why don't you just spend some more time on Netflix?
或许你说我在教会里服侍太忙了，我没有时间陪你，所以，你也不需要到我这来和我一块住。
The fact that they are using Corbin to not help their parents shows the condition of their hearts.
这个事实，他用到各个版，也就是贡献的这个事情来，不来，孝敬父母的话，这是他们新的状态的表现。
Right? If your heart is for your parents, you would look for every opportunity to be and to help your parents.
若是你们的心，我们的心真正爱我们的父母，我们就会找机会来孝敬他们。
You won't find a lame excuse to not help your parents.
你不会找一些的理由来不尊敬、孝敬父母亲。
So what Jesus is saying here is, if you are giving people passes to not honor your parents,
主耶稣这里就是说，若是你有借口让人作为借口来不孝敬父母的话，
don't expect me to believe you are passionate about honoring God.
不要告诉我你却有心愿来尊崇你的神。
So what this Jewish tradition allows shows exactly what Jesus is accusing them back in verse 6 to 9.
在这个第六、第九节中讲到，主耶稣对于这个犹太人找借口的这件事情呢，正是主耶稣要谴责他们的地方。
Problem is not so much with the tradition. Problem is their hearts.
真正的问题甚至不是这个遗传，而是他们的心的问题。
Heart of the matter is the matter of the hearts.
所以事物的中心呢，就是心的问题。
The problem is their hearts are far away from God.
因为这问题的所在就是他们的心远离神。
The more they pretend, the bigger of a hole they dig for themselves.
他们越是去假装，他们越是陷得深。
And then the more pretend, the more people they actually end up hurting.
他们越这样装的时候，他又越更多的人受到伤害。
Let me honestly ask you, have you really tried to love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength?
我来问你，你有没有尽心、尽心、尽意来爱主你的神？
Have you tried?
你有没有试着去做？
Have you tried to love your neighbor as yourself?
你有没有试着像爱你自己一样爱你的邻舍？
If you really have tried, you are going to realize the more you try, the harder you fail.
你要是这样做过的话，你就知道呢，你越来试。这样去做的时候，你就越失败。
Ever wake up on a beautiful Sunday morning and you tell yourself, I will worship God today?
在这个礼拜天早晨，非常好的天气，你说我要来敬拜我的神。
And then on the way to church, somebody cut you off on the highway, and then your heart boils with anger.
在这个高速上开车的时候，有人就插到你前面，你心里就怒气冲天。
Or when you talk to your kids, they leave their headphone on, they don't even look at you, it's absolute disrespect.
说是你给你的儿女来说话的时候，他们戴着这个耳机也不搭理你，你的心里实在是觉得受到了这个不公正的待遇。
You want to love them, but how do you love them when they treat you like this?
你想爱他们，但是他们这样的反应的话，你怎么能够来爱他们呢？
Or when you try to honor your parents, but all you realize is them nagging and nagging that would not stop nagging. How do you honor your parents when all they do is nag?
甚至你想要来孝敬你的父母，但是这父母亲呢，年老了总是唠叨来唠叨去，你怎么能爱他们呢？
Lots of different examples that we come across that shows you it's impossible to love.
太多的例子让我们知道我们没有办法来爱。
And those of us who participate in church meetings, we all know when coworkers get together, it's very exciting.
我们参加同工会的这些弟兄姊妹都知道，我们在一起的时候商量事的时候都非常的热闹。
So we realize it's impossible to love the way God wants us to love.
我们就发现了，我们不大可能啊，没有办法来向神要求我们的去爱。
So we come up with traditions and rules to help us to feel a little better about ourselves.
我们就来这些产生一些规条啊，来使我们觉得好，更好一点受。
Mandatory church meetings or mandatory retreats or phone calls and etc. etc.
像这些必须去做的这些的教会的一些的活动啊，一些的规条。
Right, but each is just another bucket that catches some water that leaks out of the roof.
每一个这样的规条呢，实际上就像一个桶一样，能够接的一些水。
Friends, sister, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with these traditions. All these traditions are, some of them are very good.
弟兄姊妹，不要误解我，这些传统有很多都是好的。
But nothing is going to fix our relationship with God if our heart is not in the right place.
但是呢，若是我们的心不在，在不对的地方，我们没有什么事情可以使我们和神的关系得到恢复。
Right, we can attend all the Sunday meetings, coworker meetings, Zoom coworker meetings, lots and lots of Zoom meetings.
我们可以参加所有教会的这样的一些的聚会，包括在 Zoom 上，还有很多这个同工的会议。
We can participate in a soup kitchen service, or even can join multiple gospel outreach services.
我们可以在这个饭食上、服事上有份，可以在各方面的传福音的这些的事情上有份。
But we can use many ways to make ourselves feel really good and justified.
我们可以做很多事情使我们自己觉得不错啊，好像是有这样的一个确据。
But in our inside, we're still being disobedient.
但是在我们的真正的心里面，仍然是不顺服神。
So we end up bribing our own conscience rather than loving God and worship Him the way He wants to.
甚至我们使我们的良心都受了蒙蔽，而不是真实的在我们心里来爱神和敬拜神。
You see, brothers and sisters, the Pharisees' problem wasn't dirty hands.
所以我们发现法利赛人的问题不是这个脏的手。
In fact, they can walk around with clean hands, but still a dead heart and still feel good about themselves.
但是呢，他们可以是很干净的手，但是他们的心可以是完全的在死亡的境界。
So doing religion, they can be doing religion, but be completely dead in the inside.
他们可以做很多宗教的活动，但是他们里面的心却是死的。
See our Bible studies, our prayers, and raising raising kids in a Christian environment, all these are good.
在很多我们所说的这些教养孩子，还有很多教会的服事都是好的。
All these things are good if our hearts has been transformed.
若是这些事情都是好的，若是我们的心得到改变。
But if we use them, if we count on them on being right before God, then excuse my language, they're like putting air fresheners on a dead body.
就若是我们想通过这些事情来解决我们的真正的问题的话，就好像是把这个尸体上弄一些的清洁的这种来清洁他们。
Let's look at verse 13.
十三节的地方讲，这样讲。
Thus you nullify the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down, and you do many things like that.
这就是你们承接遗传废了神的道，你们还做许多这样的事。
Part of the matter for these Pharisees is that they have completely rejected the word of God.
所以这个事情的中心呢，就是对于这些法利赛文士来说，他拒绝了神的话。
Not just a couple words of God, but the whole word of God.
不是一点的神的话，而是整个话语的这个规模。
And the word of God that became flesh is, we all know, Jesus Christ.
我们知道这个神的话道成肉身就是耶稣基督他自己。
In order to keep their own traditions, they have completely rejected Jesus Christ.
为了使他们的遗传得到遵守，他们就完全拒绝了神，儿子耶稣基督。
And the result of that is exactly what they asked for, a dead heart.
这个他所带来的果效就是他们的心是死的。
Christ died on the cross to give all of us a new heart.
耶稣基督在十字架上死，好给我们每一个人都有一个新的心。
So that we don't have to depend on leaky buckets or man-made traditions.
我们不需要借着这个桶水桶啊和这个这些事情来得救。
Through his death and through faith, we can receive a new heart.
我们可以借着主耶稣的死和对他的信心，我们可以来接受这个信心。
Not based on works, not based on what we can or cannot do, but it's based on what he has done.
不是按照我们的行为，也不是我们能做什么，而是按照他所做的。
Brothers and sisters, do you see now how precious it is to have a new heart?
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有感觉到有这个新心是何等重要？
Nothing we can do. Nothing
我们做不了什么。
Nothing we can do, nothing we can earn, but it's the exact thing, it's everything that we need.
我们不能做什么，我们也没有什么办法，所有的事情都是神的功劳。
We need a new heart.
我们有需要这个新的心。
We need to be reborn.
我们要重生得救。
No amount of following rules can give us that new heart.
没有一些的规条可以给我们这个信心。
And Jesus Christ has done that for us.
是耶稣基督为我们成就的。
Ezekiel says,I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh.
以西结书中讲到，神要给我们一个新心，而且给我们一个心灵啊，让我们的心能够从实心的状态成为肉心的状态。
Brothers, do you see how beautiful and how precious it is?
它怎么做成的呢？这是何等的美丽的一个事情。
God has given us a new heart because religion cannot save any of us.
神给我们这个信心是因为宗教没有办法来拯救我们。
Let me close with a question.
我来用一个问题来结束我的分享。
When religion is removed, what do we have left?
若是我们把宗教拿去，我们还有什么剩余的吗？
All the stuff we do, all the stuff that we are proud of, if those are removed, what do we have left?
所有的这些事情我们很骄傲的去做的，若是拿去的话，我们还有剩余的东西吗？
May the Lord be gracious with his words.
愿主来祝福他自己的话语。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
我们一起低头一些祷告。
Father, every time we open up your words, we are so amazed by the power and the life that is in it.
天父，我们每次打开你的话的时候，我们是何等惊奇你的话中的能力和生命。
You know exactly what we need, and you give us exactly what we need.
你知道我们真正需要什么，你也正是给了我们所需要的。
Lord, we pray that your words may be active and living in our hearts.
主，我们祷告你的话能够有能力、有功效显在我们身上。
That this may not just be a nice Sunday sermon, but this may be transformation from the inside out.
这个使得这个我们所分享的不是一个主日的这样的分享而已，而成为是我们的里面到外面来心得的改变的一个见证。
Father, how we pray that you may help us to love you more.
天父，我们也祷告你，让我们可以更多的爱你。
Search our hearts. If our hearts are in the wrong place, may you restore it.
检查我们的心，若是我们的心不对，你就使我们的心可以回转到你面前。
Lord, we know that you are gracious and compassionate.
我们知道你有满有怜悯、满有恩典的神。
Slow to anger and abundant in love.
不轻易发怒，却有丰盛的慈爱。
So Lord, may you please fix our hearts so we may love you more.
主，你来改变我们的心，使我们能更多的爱你。
That we may be truly called your children.
能够使我们真正能成为你的儿女。
Thank you for this time. Thank you for your words. Thank you for the fellowship.
谢谢你给我们的时间，你的话和在圣徒中的交通。
In your precious name we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名求，阿门。